Hey guys, welcome to The Seeking with me, Fabiola, and Happy New Year 2022. You know, I'm so grateful to be able to, you know, be back and record. I managed to get a couple of days before I start my, I think everyone knows I got a new job from last podcast, but from the last episode, but it's just nice to have some time having two jobs and, you know, working all the time. It's nice to have a break where I could just record and, you know, continue doing what, you know, the purpose that God wants me to be doing, you know, in the podcast and in his, you know, his life and, you know, praising God. That's what I'm here for. And that's what I want to continue doing in 2022. I want to be posting more stuff on Instagram, you know, go live with, you know, people that have that fire within them, the fire for God, for the word of God, the fire to, you know, seek other people and, you know, change how they view Christianity as a religion and, you know, just focus more on the word of God. And, you know, nowadays, you know, society is changing and evolving throughout the years and the centuries. And, you know, people are getting lost in things from the world, and sometimes it's about reflecting. And, you know, even today I was talking to someone and I said, look, I'm not here for, you know, materialism, or, you know, I'm not here to be part of the cool club, or, you know, be fit in things from the world. I'm here to, you know, honor God, you know, obey him. If I can encourage people to seek his will, then yeah, that's my purpose. That's why I'm here. And that's something I love doing. So today, the episode, I wanted to talk about analysing a specific person from the Bible. There are many characters that I'm going to be talking throughout this new season and this year. But if there was a character that I could right now, where it fits in my season right now, in my purpose right now, in how I'm feeling, and I can relate to him, it will be the story, the book of Job. And yeah, I want to, you know, just reflect on what Job went through. His emotions, the sacrifices, having one thing and gone overnight. And, you know, just the fact that I applaud him because of he continued to praise in the Lord and his gratitude. And I think sometimes as Christians, you know, when we're in a season, in a storm, we become discouraged. We become like, oh God, why again? Especially I tend to always ask God, why me? Why am I going through this again? You know, it's been season after season after season. And here I am again in another season. Like, come on, dude. But, you know, it's realizing that those seasons, those awful experiences are pruning us into becoming that character that God wants us to be. There will be, in a couple of years' time, there will be the same experience. And because I've gone through it already, I would be like, oh, okay, relax, calm, cool, collective. And it's about learning about the seasons that we go through. What is that season teaching us? What is the purpose behind it? Are we passing or are we failing? And that's my question to you guys. When you're in a season of feeling uncomfortable, feeling like Job, like, how would you deal with it? Would you allow your emotions to just quit and run? Or would you be a Job and worship nonstop? To the point where Job's friends were like, are you all right? What's going on with you? You just lost everything. He had everything. Imagine yourself having everything. You know, the house, the bars or the roof, you know, the dream car, the dream business, and boom, it's gone overnight. I mean, how would you feel? You know, your emotions, you will feel devastated. You will feel like, you know, you've just lost everything that you worked for. And Before I commence on the story of Job and, you know, what I want to discuss with you guys, I want to pray. I want to pray for everyone that will listen to this podcast, for people for sharing this podcast. And, you know, I've had people saying, you know, your podcast has helped me, you know, and praise the Lord, you know, give glory to God, not to me. And he's just using me as his servant. And, you know, you've got to glorify him. So if you could please continue sharing this podcast with someone that's going through a season, someone that's going through hardship, someone that's lost, someone that started the year and it's on the wrong path, and you want them to bring back into the correct path of God, then share this podcast, because you never know who needs to hear the word of God. You never know who needs a prayer. You never know who needs to listen to my other episodes. You just don't know. So please do share, do tag me on your posts, on my stories. Honestly, lastly, I just want people to know that, you know, I do this from the heart. I don't gain anything out of it. I don't get paid on my Instagram. It's got over 20,000 followers. I don't gain a profit out of it. Absolutely nothing. And, you know, I want to do that because people might come to my page and be like 20,000+ followers. It doesn't matter. I'm there to do the word of God. That's all that I'm doing. You know, God will, if he wants to, rewards me in a different way. And, you know, let it be. And if he doesn't, that's fine. As long as my heart is pure and it's there for the right intentions, that's where my love for God begins and ends. So, right, Heavenly Father, this evening, I just want to pray for everyone that just started 2022. I pray that 2022 will be a year of blessings, a year where the seeds have been planted and we grow. I pray for a year that people are seeking you wholeheartedly. They are seeking your word, Lord Jesus. They are praying, they are praising you, Lord, because you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the kings of kings, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, protect anyone that's going through a battle, a season, a storm right in front of them, a Goliath right in front of them. Let them be a David where, you know, it doesn't matter what your season is or your story, because your faith is bigger than that spirit, than that demon in front of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray for anyone that's going through mental issues, health issues, you know, not being able to sleep, full of anxiety, overthinking. Lord, I destroy those points that are dictating certain individuals, Lord. I command that they stop overthinking, that they stop having this mental breakdown, Lord. And let them have peace. Let them be peace. Cover them in your anointed oil and the blood of Jesus. And those arrows that have been shooting at them, let them go back to the sender. Because my God is bigger and better than any battle out there, than any plots against the end, that what the enemy has plotted against you shall not prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Right, so obviously I want to do analyze the story, the book of Job, and I want to start firstly on the sacrifice of Thanksgiving. So as a human, Job's condition is very tentative. In a short period, he lost his property, wealth, and then also lost all his children. Even his wife did not help to strengthen him, but insulted Job and told him to leave God. Yet Job realized that all he had was the gift of God. All that is with us today is God's gift. God has a power of over everything. And I feel like some Christians sometimes, and I'm a victim of this, you know, we're like lukewarm Christians. Sometimes, you know, when the storm comes and the seasons where, you know, I tend to not question God, but I tend to say, why am I going through it again? Like, maybe perhaps I didn't pass the test. And, you know, I start questioning, and it's about not questioning and trusting him. And I know it's so much easier saying, like, trust. And trust me, I believe when people say, you know, I have people that pray over me and prophesy into my life, which I'm forever grateful for these people. They know who they are. But it's the fact that you know, sometimes they're like, don't worry, like, do not be anxious about anything, and they'll bring all these scriptures, and I'm like, okay, but it's easier said than done. Like, you're not going through what I'm going through right now. And they'd be like, but we've gone through what you're going through right now. I know exactly how you feel. So I just want to remind everyone that God gives, but he can also take it quickly. You know, how was Job's attitude over everything that befell him? That's what we need to learn. Job is not angry with God. He never asked why all was taken from him. You know, just picture yourself that you worked so hard and it's gone throughout the night. You know, we need to learn from Job not to question what God's plans are like. We need to focus on him only and trust what he's doing. So it says, you know, the sacrifice of thanksgiving before God is when we're not in good condition, we still glorify God with all our hearts. There was a day in a, you know, before Christmas, I think it was after Christmas, and, you know, I was feeling anxious about a certain scenario and an experience that happened. And, you know, I just started worshiping God so much, where I was crying and I felt the Holy Spirit, and he said, everything's gonna be all right, like, trust me, trust what I'm doing. You don't understand why you're in a specific position right now, but you will later on. And I was like, you know what, praise the Lord. We've got to praise the Lord in the hallway, praise the Lord when we get the blessings, but continue praising the Lord 10 times harder after we get the blessings. And why do we give thanks in difficult circumstances? This is something so crucial, because, you know, sometimes we're in a season and we're like focusing, why am I here? Why, what's going on? My life's not going right. But, you know, have you ever thought about thanksgiving, like giving him the glory for that circumstances? Because God will never put you in a position that, you know, you're not learning from it. There's a purpose behind it. Have you given him glory for that circumstance? Have you given him glory from, you know, things not going right, but are you learning from it? Have you given glory for someone that made a complaint against you, but, you know, instead of dwelling on that complaint, you've gone, oh, right, cool, I've learned, but I learned from that mistake, I won't make that mistake again. You know, I'm a perfectionist, and I've always have been. It's one of my weakness point. It's a strength and a weakness. A strength because my work is done to a high standard. Weakness because when I make a mistake, an error, you know, the outcome, for example, it might be a complaint from someone that, you know, I didn't do something correctly, which is fine if you're starting in a new job. You know, mistakes will happen. But I personally am my worst criticism. I am an overthinker, which is my downside as a human being. You know, if I can master the point of not overthinking, then I think I've conquered pretty much everything. But I'm an overthinker. So when I make a mistake and I'm new in this place, and I make an error and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm overthinking, I'm going home and reflecting on it. But then I'm like, there was a day that I thought, you know what? It is what it is. You know, it is what it is. Let it be. We will make mistakes and we will learn from it. That's how people grow as individuals. Because when you make a mistake, yeah, you feel bad. You know, you start overthinking. Oops. But then you will never make that same mistake again, because you already had that experience. So why not praise God? You know, like, oh yeah, I made a mistake. You know what? That's fine. We're still going to give glory to God, because he's still a provider. And everything that we do, he will bless it no matter what, you know? So why do we give thanks in a difficult circumstance? Isn't this strange? Like, you must be thinking, right, Fabiola, you're absolutely crazy. But those who are not in God will think it's weird, which, you know, you're thinking right now. But when we give thanks to God, we're actually drawing the presence of God down upon us. You know, from now on, when I make a mistake, I'm going to worship the Lord. I pray every day and I'm going to worship him when I make a mistake. Because you know what? Glory to God for that mistake, because it will teach me something else that I didn't know. What is the most important thing in life? Loss of property or loss of his presence? Let us use our lives to glorify God as long as we live. Blessed be the Lord, for all from God and to be God. The sacrifice thanksgiving before the Lord is when we're not in a good condition and we still glorify God with all our heart. So that's the title, the book of Job, analyzing the book of Job and analyzing the sacrifice of thanksgiving, even when we're not in a good position. We're not in a good, you know, position to the fact that we're suffering right now, but we're still on the floor glorifying and praising you. You know what's in our heart, but we're still worshiping your name. We're still kneeling down. We're still praying, you know, and that's important. And for Job, it was kind of like a man that had everything and boom, it was gone. You know, it was all gone. And then Satan started to, you know, kind of say, why don't you, you know, your God, why would he do that to you, you know? But even his Job's friends were questioning him and saying, you know, why are you not angry? Why are you not mad at God? You know, this has happened. And, you know, even his wife was like, why don't you leave God? But Job did not listen to any of this. His focus and eyes were on God, because God is the provider of everything that has happened. And then it says, Job 2, where it says, again, I'm going to go on, I had it on King James Version, sorry, but I'm going to put it on the message. Then there was a second test about health. One day when the angels came to report to God, Satan also showed up. God singled out Satan, saying, and what have you been up to? Satan answered God, oh, going here and there, checking things out. Then God said to Satan, have you noticed my friend Job? There's no one quite like him, is there? Honest and true to his word, totally devoted to God and hating evil. He still has a firm grip of his integrity. You tried to trick me into destroying him, but it didn't work. So sometimes when we're down, sometimes when we're going through a season, that's when Satan will creep. He will creep with our minds, start with, you know, like quit that job. That's not good for you. It's giving you anxiety. It's making you overthink. You're not happy. Quit that marriage. You know, maybe he's cheating on you, check his Instagram or Facebook. That's what Satan will do to plot against us, to, you know, finish us off once, because we're already down, we're in the mud pit. But when we worship God, all those thoughts change. That negativity energy will be moved into a positive outcome. Then it says, Job 2, verse 45, Satan answered, a human would do anything to save his life. But what do you think would happen if you reached down and took away his health? He'd curse you to your face. That's what God said. All right, go ahead and you can do what you like with him. But mind you, don't kill him. God was kind of saying to Satan, like, don't. Whatever you do, you can, you know, try and test him, but I want him alive. Satan left God and struck Job with terrible sores. Job was ulcers and scabs from head to foot. They itched and oozed so badly that he took a piece of a broken pottery to scrape himself. Then went and sat on a trash heap among the ashes. That's where his wife will see her. So verse 9 says, his wife said, still holding on to your precious integrity, are you? Curse God and be done with it. He told her, you're talking like an empty-headed fool. So that's how we feel sometimes, you know, when we're angry, when disappointed, we didn't get that promotion, or, you know, it's someone else closer to us, it's already, you know, at the top of the mountain. We're at the bottom of the mountain. So we're thinking, you know, God, like, you love me, but how come that person that's not Christian is at the top of the mountain? But, you know, there's another episode that I spoke earlier on. Comparison is the killer of joy. So don't compare your life to other people, because that will steal your own happiness. We're all on an individual journey. And when we're Christians, God will take us from the mud pit at the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain. And that's something that, you know, we shouldn't compare our lives with other people. It's just, you know, stealing joy from our life. So Job kept getting torn and torn, you know, by his closest people, his friends, you know, Satan. But, you know, he was getting all these rushes. But he never, ever gave up on the word of God because he knew that God was going to be loyal to him. So Job's friends came to give their opinion on what was happening to him. They offered their thoughts on why this disaster happened and what the solution might be. A lot of people around us are kind and sympathetic when we're weak. Maybe we do not accept all of their opinions, but we thank them for their sympathy. Job did this too. He tried to give his opinions on the view of his friends, and our views of something will reveal our attitude. When Job's friends saw this situation, they tried to compare him with the wicked. The views revealed their hearts. However, I want you to think, why do the righteous people suffer while others who refuse to believe God live happily? If we see this kind of situation wrongly, we will be jealous of them. Or maybe someone has betrayed or cheated us. How should we look at that person? So, you know, what I've said previously, we see other non-Christians having this wonderful life, you know, luxury Chanel, and they're at the top of the mountain, and we're thinking, wait, hold on, wait, we're glorifying God each day, we're fasting, we're praying, and, you know, our life is, we're like not as far as they are. But that's fine, that's okay, because we're not here to please Satan and the materialism world and all of the things from the world. We want eternal life. We're here to please God. And as I've said, God will take you from that mud pit and put you at the top. I can glorify because I'm a living testimony. You know, so many people have said, oh, you know, you should be, you know, on a different level. And I'm like, but I am on God's level. You know, it's God's timing. It's not my timing or your timing. Yeah, perhaps I should be on that level. But here I am because perhaps God has a better plan for me. I might not be on the level that you think I should be on. But how about I will be at the top, higher than the level that you thought? You know, Job continued to struggle over his suffering and the comments of his best friends. If we were in Job's position, what would be our perspective? How would you feel? If you had your own best friend going, oh, go on, you know, start cursing God, you know, you're a Christian, why is he not coming through? How would you feel? Let us look to God, the source, and I want to remind you, he is the source of everything, who's able to change our perspective in all circumstances. Let us look to God, the source of everything. Write that down. God, the source of everything, the provider, who's able to change our perspectives in all circumstances. And, you know, and don't blame fate when things go wrong. Call for help. Seek his word. You know, ask, seek, and knock. You know, when you're asking, you're telling to God, like, hello, here I am. I want you to, you know, listen to me. I'm praying with you, God, you know. You know, when you're knocking, you're saying, I'm not going to give up knocking until, you know, God, you listen to me and you provide. Ask, seek, and knock. Matthew 6, verse 7. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and anyone who seeks will find. And the door will be open to those who knock. You know, don't blame on things from the world or, you know, the fate or, you know, just focus on God. If you can gain a message, just focus on God and be a blessing. Be a blessing like Job. He lost everything, but he was glorifying God. He was knocking and he was seeking, you know. And what a blessing when God corrects you. Don't you feel honored? I mean, right now I'm in a season where I feel like a Job. I'm reading Job again and I'm reflecting. I'm like, I should be, you know, damn, God loves me because, you know, he is correcting me. Perhaps I did something that I didn't pass before, and now he wants me to pass. So it says, Job 5, chapter 8 to 16. If I were in shoes, I'd go straight to God. I throw myself on the mercy of God. After all, he's famous for a great and unexpected act. There's no end to his surprises. He gives rain, for instance, across the wide earth, sends water to irrigate the fields. He raises up the down and out. gives firm footing for those sinking in grief. He aborts the scheme of conniving crooks to then none of the plots come to term. He catches the know-it-alls in their conspiracies and all the intrigue swept out with the trash. You know, God has your back and God loves you. He just wants you to, you know, seek him more wholeheartedly. That's what God wants from you. So if there's one thing that you can take back from this message, is that God's plans never fail. We have heard the story of Job many times. He was a righteous man before God. One day, God allowed the devil to test him. As a result, his family, his property, and also his health was taken away from him. All he had vanished. But he was still trying to remain grateful despite the bad situation which happened to him. At the situation, his friends came to chastise him because he was still grateful to God. They even blamed Job, saying it was because of his sin. But he ignored everything because he still believed that God was on his side. With his earnestness to God, he was able to survive the obstacles. God returned to him all he had lost. God saw faithfulness and obedience in Job's life. As believers, we often complain to God every time we encounter problems. So how about we start worshipping him when we have problems or when challenges arise? But let's learn from Job. Although he faced problems that made him feel like a failure, he rose from adversity and found that God's plans never fail. God kept his promises and will never abandon us. Even though we're in the valley of darkness, he is God, our firm rock and the city of refuge. He is God who will surely protect and help us. Amen. Lastly, God never fails in processing a beautiful plan in us. Our duty is to remain faithful and to continue to depend on him who will give us victory. God will give us victory. There is no one else who would give us victory. Victory belongs to him. You know, he is the Alpha and Omega and the provider. And sometimes in life, when we try to, you know, change who we are, or, you know, when we're going into a dark ending or in a dark valley, focus on God because his promises are always there. And he is faithful. He will not let you down. He is a provider. He is our King. He died for us, you know? He sent his only son to die for us. You know, Christmas has just happened and we should be grateful that we have a roof over our heads. We have food. We have gone into new year, 2022. Let 2022 be a year where we have planted the seeds and we watch them grow. We shall prosper in 2022. And let's not forget, lastly, to continue seeking the word of God. So thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. I hope that I have encouraged you. I hope that you go back and you listen to and read, open your Bible. And just be faithful to God and be a Job, be a David, you know, be a Daniel and the three kids. They didn't listen to what things from the words were saying. False prophets, be wary of them. And lastly, thank you so much again for tuning in. And I'm so grateful and honored that you have taken time out of your busy schedules to just listen to what I'm preaching and what God has put in my heart. So I can't wait for the next episode. And thank you so much. And let's make 2022 a year that we're going to grow as Christians. And we're going to continue seeking the will of God. So thank you so much. And I hope you all have an amazing January. And let's smash it, because that's all we can do. So thank you and God bless you all.